following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
From the CEO and president of the Chick-fil-A chain of restaurants, Ass-Face Dick Licker.
Howdy. My name is Dick Lickin' Ass-Face Cum Guzzler. I'm the CEO and founder of the Chick-fil-A chain of restaurants. There's a recent controversy about my comments on the gay marriage. I was here to say I want to reiterate them comments. Got them faggots. Don't need no damn faggots in my restaurants eating my chicken. Go get your food somewhere else, faggots. Gonna be having the homosexual sex or the dyke sex and do it in another bathroom like a Taco Bell or even Burger King. I know when I'm taking it up the ass, like the Burger King bathrooms. You ever been in one of them handicapped stalls? Lots of room. Bend over, grab my ankles. Take that sausage right in the pooper. But I want to continue to say that I want one of them damn faggots and them dykes in my restaurants. I ain't having that shit. I'm a Christian man. When I'm smoking a pole, I like it to be done anonymously through a hole in the side of the stall. Another place you can do that is that, what's that one place? That Chili's. A lot of that homosexual sex going on Chili's. Oh, boy howdy. Boy howdy. Got some ramrod going up on there. No, you damn faggots, stay at Chick-fil-A restaurants. I'm going to be smoking a man's sausage. Do that somewhere else. Like that there McDonald's. Especially the McDonald's inside the Walmarts. Next to a truck stop. You can slob all the knob you want. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, this is Ass-Face Cum Guzzling Dick Sucker, CEO of Chick-fil-A Restaurants. Thank you for your time. All right, boy, you're done now. Boy, you sucked the chrome off a trailer hitch, you know what I'm saying? All right, you get out of here. The motherfucker's still recording? I don't know how to work this shit. Hey, boy, get over here and turn this shit off. I'm gonna go for round two. Here, take it up the ass, boy.
Oh, this is kind of cool.
Stop. You can put your weed in there.
Check this out.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's Mike Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh, man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well. But words are my shit. Ah, yeah. Welcome back, everybody. A good start to hour two. If you missed hour one, go back and check it out. You missed a lot. Ever since the first segment of hour one, I've had a nagging feeling that I forgot something. I did. I forgot to play St. Peter's voicemail. That's pretty fucked up. We'll do that after we talk to Lady Bella Kush. We're trying to give away some porn in the chat room, but as I was just saying before, at the end of hour one, people don't like the chat. Let me go refresh us. See how many more people have watched. Let's see. Come in. Another 200 or so people, since the last time I checked, have listened to the stream. Listening to the stream, of course, is not the same as being in the chat room and letting yourself be known. Yeah, letting yourself be known. Be known letting yourself. So let me and Lady Bellicose are discussing. We'll probably just do like a Twitter thing. We'll put it on Twitter. I think I've learned about giveaways, man. Nobody wants to do shit. Maybe it's a saturation factor of you know, being lots of giveaways. But even like retweeting, motherfuckers don't even like to do that. It's Star Wars porn. I don't... What the fuck else you nerds want? It's not... It's fucking Star Wars porn. Anyway. New England Slumber Party. Lady Bellicose. Lady Bellicose, you're listening. You can call in anytime. Hopefully you show the number. 1-347-414-WEED. Tell us about the New England Slumber Party. What was going on? What went down? Seems... Well, obviously it seems like a great way to, like, make a living. Like, get together for a couple days and then have sex and film a lot of it. You need to be creative and there's all kinds of shit going on. Hopefully this fucking works. Yo, Stoner Jesus Show, is this Bella?
That sure is.
Hello, Bella. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Not a
problem. Sorry we missed you last week. We were really busy. We were like elbow deep in everything. So.
Yeah, that's what I said at the time. I said the logistics of something like that seemed pretty fucking mind-boggling.
I thought I could take over the world in one day. But instead of taking over the world, we created 36 different porns.
Wow. That's
in that one day.
That is impressive. So for people who don't know, the New England Slumber Party, exactly what is it? What went on?
Well, New England Slumber Party is an event that I've been hosting for the last couple of years for adult webcam models. It is basically 5 to 7 days of full content making. And by content, of course, I mean porn, photos, panties, and all kinds of inappropriate fun, if you will. And this past one, we actually, of course, it was in May, so we had to, you know, do something for Star Wars. We also did a lot of steampunk stuff, a lot of fetish videos. We did a lot of stuff. It's just a good way to get a bunch of girls together to make a shit ton of amazing porn for all you fucking pervs.
Hell yeah.
I say all you, like I'm not a perv, my damn self. I'm sitting here trying to edit them and I'm like trying not to touch myself. There are some BDSM scenes that seriously... Oh,
nice.
Just talk about it.
Hell yeah. So how much of the time is actual sex as opposed to, like, you know, I guess a lot of resting and, you know, and like I said, logistical shit. How much is just, you know, just full on sex?
Okay. So think of it this way. It took us all day. I want to say not all day. It took us from about 11 a.m. to about 5 p.m. just to shoot the Star Wars film.
Wow.
And that's a 30-minute video. So it took us all day to do that. I mean, it requires lighting, camera changes, costume changes, hair, makeup. I hate to do this to you guys and say it on the air, but porn's not real. So it actually, I mean, it really takes a lot, you know, to get all the good angles, and you have to edit. And then at the end of the day, there's also the editing on top of it. The party ended Sunday at 7 p.m. I have been editing nonstop since then. And I mean, we're not even halfway through the content yet.
Wow. So if you had to, I said, it just seems like it's an incredible amount of work, but you know, and like, it's, like I also said, it's an incredible way to make a living, so, you know.
Well, realistically, for the cam community, it's really hard to get all the girls together. We live all around the world. I mean, everywhere, yeah. Every country that there's internet, there's a cam model. But to find a safe environment that's, you know, everybody's tested and everybody has contracts and really looking out for each other and protecting each other in this industry... is really hard to find. And I decided a long time ago, I was like, I need to fix this. I'm getting too old to do porn. I want to be able to do something for the newer girls, you know what I mean? And let them know, you know, you're protected and get your contracts in and do this. But it wasn't all just straight sex through the whole event. I mean, the first night that we were there, we had a birthday party for the girls. Everybody signed their contracts and had to prove their STD testing, et cetera, et cetera. The next day, we did a photo shoot all day long and then went out and had tacos because it was Cinco de Mayo and margaritas. And then the following day, I mean, it was recording all freaking day. And then we did a live show. And then the day after that, we did a girls' brunch. So, I mean, it's not just XXXXXX, but the event itself, it's not. But we definitely enjoyed a lot of it.
Hell yeah.
There was a lot of wet to say.
So if you had to pick a favorite part, if you're like forced by a radio host to pick your favorite part of the whole thing, what would you pick?
Honestly, it was the most bittersweet moment was the end of the event. I know you want something really XXX to come out of my mouth right now, but that'll be my second most favorite. But the first one was definitely when we all went down and had brunch, and then we went on the beach, and everybody was running and jumping. And it was bittersweet because it was over. It's like, oh, I just loved all my lovers. But my second favorite was a BDS theme that I did with at Chelsters. She is absolutely stunning. And when me and her worked together, it wasn't work. Like every single girl, nobody was working when me and her were filming. They just watched with their mouths dropped. Like it was a real live session. I mean, she was gagging on my strap on and licking my pussy, and there was paddles and canes and ball gags. And it was so hot. Definitely my second favorite.
Awesome. So I have all the girls here in front of me. It'd probably be better for you to do like the shout outs for everybody so you know how to pronounce everybody's names. Who was all involved and where can people find them on Twitter?
Good question. First of all, there's tons of girls involved in any slumber party, but for the last event, we have the reigning winner of last year's Miss Snow Bunny contest. And her name is Poppy Tart XXX. She is the cutest little chubby BBW princess. Like, she is just the most adorable thing ever. Then Mesra May was there, and she's at Mesra May. And she has, like, these giant double E's and this gorgeous smile. She's a keeper. And then, of course, Chelsters. I was talking about her earlier. She's the one I was at the DSM scene with. She is just like the cute, nerdy girl next door who, you know, gets naked and all of a sudden she's a porn star. It's amazing. Dasha Kush, my sister, is actually at the event as well. We obviously didn't do anything together because we're not like disgusting human beings. but she's amazing. She's also a very sexy BBW cam model. And she's beautiful. Honey Pot, but she goes by Honey is Naked on Twitter. She is newt camming and super, super like into foot fetish and pleasing all kinds of foot fetish guys. Like she just loves it. It's so hot. And that's really it. It's me.
Yep. Awesome.
So that was all the girls this time.
So obviously there's, as you said, a ton of content. Where's the best place for, besides, you know, any slumber party on Twitter and following you on Twitter and all that, the best place for them to find like everything that you all did?
NE.slumberparty.manyvids.com. It's where all of the content will be. You can also follow each of the individual girls if you want to support them individually and purchase some of the same content in their own stores. So any slumber party has them all, but I mean, you can definitely go and support the individual girls. I really, you know, would love that as well. And purchase it from them because they worked so, so hard. It was so amazing. There was just so much pussy and nakedness and beautiful bodies everywhere.
That was the complete opposite of my life. Yeah.
Well, my life is just so boring, you know?
I'm here doing a dumb podcast and all kinds of shit's going on. Oh, well.
Well, you know, one day we'll actually be able to podcast from it. And I told the girls, too, they were like, so how are you going to do this? I was like, you guys are going to sit really quiet and only answer questions when he's asked. Because we're on the radio. This isn't a live show. They can't see us being obnoxious. They'll just hear a lot of craziness. And they were like, okay. And then at like 3 o'clock, I realized, oh, shit. Yeah, we didn't say hi to Stoner Jesus. We're fired. We're going to hell.
Oh, well. All is forgiven. And like I said, we'll do the giveaway on Twitter or whatever, and we'll see if we can get some people interested in
Yeah, absolutely. Because there's not enough people in here. And I really... I have hosted many any slumber parties, but this one was by far the best. The content is full HD. You can throw this on your giant flat screen TV in your room and just jack off for hours. Like, it is crisp. It is clear. It is
a day of it.
All points of views, all fetishes. You guys got to get it. Any slumber party, manyvids.com.
Awesome. Lady Bellicush, as always, is a pleasure. Legendary Lady Bellicush.
Legendary. I love these. It's untrue, by the way, guys, but I love you anyway. Have a great day, guys. Hope to see you soon and watch my porn.
Hell yeah. You too, Bella. Thank you. Lady Bellicush on the Twitter. Any slumber party as well. AnySlumberParty.manyvids.com. Go check it out. And also, you follow the girls on Twitter, and they're posting and all that stuff as well. There's many, many ways to get the porn that you crave. And I know you like that Star Wars porn. You'll be all over that shit. It's interesting. Like I said last week, it's got to be just a ton of logistics. It was a whole big fucking like movie type production. A lot of shit involved. A lot of shit going on. Missing it. I'm missing all of it. I guess I picked an okay career. I don't have the body for being on cam. Some tells me if I was a cam model, I would do worse than I'm doing now. It's not my wheelhouse. Anyway, speaking of wheelhouse, what is my wheelhouse? Staring Jesus pickup lines. That's right. Your mom day is coming up. Maybe you want to get a MILF. You're running out of time because you got a couple days. If you're listening to this live, if you're listening to this on podcast and it's after your mom day, well, save them for next year, I guess. I don't know. The pickup lines, also the porn report, some interesting shit there. One, I guess, is a video. Porn stars teach advanced sex positions to moms. That's good for your mom day. Also, porn star Molly Cavilli accused of faking shark attack for viral glory. Well, that's got to be something. That's got to be interesting, right? We'll check those out in the porn report later. High Noon with Stoner Jesus, May 12, 2017. It is your mom special. All about your mom. Live on CannabisRadio.com. Stoner Jesus pickup lines. MILF edition. After the break.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
CannabisRadio.com keeps you in the know Monday through Friday on air and on demand with Cannabis Radio News, presented with the definitive worldwide news source, the Associated Press. Stay informed with exclusive news on all things cannabis. Cannabis Radio News, live weeknights at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, during the Russ Belville Show, or download the daily podcast exclusively on CannabisRadio.com, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. When breaking news happens in the cannabis industry, Cannabis Radio News delivers the details first.
From high atop Mount Soledad in San Diego, California, 100 feet above sea level. Good morning. It's good news with cannabis nurse Heather.
This plant is amazing. Positive change is happening. We did it. No matter who you are, you can make a positive impact on the world.
I would rather be illegally alive than legally dead.
And that quote helped to give you strength.
Nurse Heather is only on CannabisRadio.com.
Good morning, Cannabis Nurse Heather.
I'm Radical Russ from the Russ Belville Show.
We're here with Sir Richard Branson.
Far more damage has been done to people by the current approach.
Jim McMahon.
You know, a lot of the coaches are old school. You know, he used to just yell at us, go, oh, you bunch of box smokers.
John Popper on the telephone.
You know, I think in the 60s, there was that kind of, the bigotry wasn't so concrete.
It's the Russ Belville Show, the NPR of POT, weekdays live at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, exclusively on CannabisRadio.com.
Chronicling the latest cannabis industry news and headlines.
Well, with four states with tax and regulate and the District of Columbia.
The state of cannabis.
Oh, my God, it's refreshing. We have people that generally wouldn't speak on behalf of cannabis for fear of retribution, fear of losing your practices, fear of many of those things, and find ourselves in a place that we finally can.
Bringing you fact-based news and views and keeping listeners on the pulse of what's happening in the industry today. The State of Cannabis. on demand anytime, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Tommy Chong is ready to cut through the smoke and change the tone of Tilk Radio.
All you have to do is decriminalize. We don't need a government regulation to tell us this is good pot, that's bad pot. We don't need any of that.
The Tommy Chong Podcast, only on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome to my world.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Hi, noon. The Stoner Jesus live noon Eastern time every Friday on CannabisRadio.com. May 12, 2017, we are celebrating your mom. Mother's Day just a couple days away. We usually do for these occasions. We want to help you get laid. That's what's important about holidays, is getting laid. Maybe, as I said before, maybe you don't have any game to spit. Can't spit any game. Can't get any of the poon or the peen. Cause you got nothing. You got nothing. I'm here to help. So you may want to write these down. You want to record it. I don't know. Maybe you have a good memory. Maybe you can just remember them. Stoner Jesus pickup lines. MILF edition. Dope music for this. Anyway, Stern Jesus pickup lines. Long time segment of the show. They come in twos. They always come in twos. I don't know why. Don't ask stupid questions. Just don't worry about it. The first one, Stern Jesus pickup lines. MILF edition. Trying to get you that MILF for Mother's Day. Your mom day. Baby, I bet you remember when Bill Clinton was president. Can I offer you a cigar? See, the great thing about that one is she will actually have to remember Bill Clinton and what happened to even get that reference. That way you can weed out the fakers and the posers who are not old enough to remember Bill Clinton as president. The posers! Because you have to get that reference or else it won't work. If they do get the reference, well, maybe it will work, maybe it won't. Like I said, I'm not giving you any guarantees. If you use these lines, as always, make sure you email me, stonerjesus420@gmail.com. Tell me what happened. Stoner Jesus pickup line number two, MILF edition. Baby, my favorite part of being a kid was breastfeeding. And I breastfed until I was 9 years old, so, you know, I'm pretty good at it. There you go. If one of those two lines don't get the job done, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe you said them wrong. Just say them in exactly the same cadence as I do. Same word order, exact. It has to be exact or it will not work. Trust me, I've spent many years studying these things. I have it down to a science. A science! Even you can mimic my voice, because I have a very sexy, smooth, sultry-sounding voice. So you can get that down too, then all the better. Your odds go up of success. That's Stoner Jesus pickup lines, MILF edition. Hurry, go use them. Well, wait for the end of the show, but then go use them. Then hurry. You run out of time to get a MILF for Mom Day. Your Mom Day. High noon with Stoner Jesus. Live on CannabisRadio.com. We have the porn report coming up. It's going on in the porn industry. Go check out StonerJesus.net and shit for for the fucking the, everything. Everything is on stonerjesus.net. By the way, you know what I forgot again? The St. Peter voicemail. God damn it. God damn it. It's all very difficult. I forgot to do it at the end of the Lady Bella Cush interview, but now I have time because pickup lines isn't very long, so we can do St. Peter's voicemail. St. Peter sent in a voicemail. I guess it was yesterday, maybe today. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Last we heard, he was off in Canada, the bait and tackle and fish shop. You can't remember how he got to Canada. I don't know. Just run it. Damn.
Hey, Jesus. It's me, Peter.
Yep.
I don't want to check in. Let you know what's going on or whatever.
I
don't know what your show's on anymore. I call in or whatnot, but sounds like me and these voicemails. I'm still in Canada. I still don't remember how I got here. I'm getting tired of working at this like fucking fish bait shop bullshit. I think it was fun at first. But now it's not. Or whatever. I'm really getting tired of the whole thing, the whole, like, finding myself thing. All I've really got is lost in Canada. I really haven't found anything. You know, did some, made some meth for a while. And, it was like a sex commune weird thing going on, whatever it was, in Montana or Idaho or Wyoming, wherever the hell it was. And now I'm, like, lost in Canada. I don't know how the fuck to get out of here. I mean, I guess I just go south. Right? As it sounds, until, like, I'm not in Canada anymore. I guess that's how it works. I don't know. I'm really tired of it. Like I said, Jesus, I think I'm just going to come back. You know, get back to, like, the podcast sidekick.
What?
Thing, like, do my lists and infomercials and stuff like that. And get back into doing that.
That don't sound good. That don't sound
good. This sucks. I'm fucking bored. I'm fucking bored, Jesus. It's like I'm in the middle of fucking nowhere. Everybody's talking about fish. Everything smells like fish. I hate it. I can't do it anymore. I'll probably be like back. Eventually. I don't know. I gotta get out of Canada first and then, and make my way back there, I guess. I don't think of my directions. Jesus. But, I'm gonna, like, you know, I'm gonna get out of here. I'm fucking bored. I gotta find something else to do. I guess I'm not gonna find myself. I need to find some drugs now. That'd be cool. so anyway, you know, fuck you, Jesus. And, you know, I'm back, whatever. I'm on my screen on this phone. I'm gonna restore my screen on this phone. What happened to it? What the hell? What was that? Hey, give this motherfucker up.
What's going on?
What happened to this? Oh, what up? Oh, you just somebody's friends.
I don't. That was it. I guess. I don't understand what. Guy's fucking annoying. He says he's coming back here. I don't like that at all. I don't like that idea at all. This is, I wish. Well, I mean, what are the odds of him finding his way out of Canada? He can't remember how he got there. I think we're safe for a while. I don't like that. The talk of. Coming back and doing lists and shit. I don't think I want to do that. That's annoying. It's fucking annoying. He's annoying. Now I'm annoyed. Anyway, the porn report coming up. High Noon with Stern Jesus, May 12, 2017, live on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods. Everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to Hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google. I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere, but it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Fuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Fuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Fuber way.
Next to THC and CBD, you can now add CBR to your cannabis vernacular. CBR as in cannabisradio.com.
Are you disturbed by the prescription medication commercials on television and their endless list of side effects? They go on, and you end up having to take multiple pills to counteract the problems caused by the first pill. It never ends. Have you looked into CBD as a more natural option? At Saturn Ranch, we produce all-natural CBD topicals and THC-infused edibles. Premium lab-tested hemp-derived CBD is the most important ingredient in our products. From topical balms, salt scrubs, bath-soaking salts to tinctures and edibles, you're sure to find something to help. Family-owned and operated, we at Saturn Ranch believe in and use our products daily. Don't put anything on your body that you wouldn't put in your body. SaturnRanch.com.
You're listening to the Stoner Jesus Show. Not only can Stoner Jesus Show podcast be found on stonerjesus.net, you can also find them on cannabisradio.com. You can also find the show by searching Stoner Jesus on Spreaker.com and the Spreaker Radio app, also the Stitcher Radio app, iTunes, the iHeartRadio app, and iHeart.com. If you want the links to all of these, go to stonerjesus.net in the top menu bar. There's a page that says Listen to the Stoner Jesus Show. There you can find all the different ways you can listen to the Stoner Jesus Show podcast. All other information on the show can be found at stonerjesus.net.
The following cannabisradio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of cannabisradio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
High Noon with Stoner Jesus, live every Friday, noon Eastern Time on CannabisRadio.com. It's May 12, 2017. Time now for the Porn Report. Stories from HuffingtonPost.com, the video you might hear audio from, is from TMZ. Porn star Molly Cavalli. I don't recognize the name, but I'm sure I recognize other parts of her. Ha ha, you know what I'm saying? Of course you do. It's very easy to figure out. Porn star Molly Cavalli accused of faking a shark attack for viral glory. God damn, why didn't I think of that?
Going shark diving from Camp Soda.
All right, porn star Molly Cavalli was filming, I think it was like a photo shoot or it was a promo video.
It's a promo video for a camera that they use in porn shoots.
She's in shark-infested waters, but they lower her like she's in a cage. But she actually got bit by one of the 10-foot lemon sharks. And then you can see all the blood gushing.
That's not the right cage for those kinds of sharks. That's a great white cage, and the lemon sharks have a very narrow mouth.
But do you go back to, like, the fish and tackle store or wherever you bought this and say, excuse me, you didn't sell us the right cage.
No, you sue the hell out of the production company.
You sue the hell out of it, but also it's fantastic for business. I know what I'm doing later today.
Oh, so now you're gonna start
good. 100%. You know, the next porn she shoots is gonna be like a giant shark coming and she's gonna be lying on the bed and they're gonna do, you know? You know that's gonna happen. 100%.
They crack themselves up. So anyway, I don't know. She says she needed 20 stitches. Video's been viewed 14 million times. She stuck her foot out of the shark cage while filming underwater video and was bitten by a shark. Does that really seem that far-fetched? They're right, too. That cage is a fucked up. Those bars are... They're really far... They're spaced apart. I mean, they're really spaced apart. And that's a kind of a small, thin shark. And if she stuck her foot, she could probably get out of that cage if she wanted to, just by squeezing between the bars. She squeezed sideways. So she stuck her foot out and it got bit. Is that so hard to believe? I mean, I'm looking at the fucking cage. It's stupid. I don't know what the point was. Because if you have a really big, wide shark, that won't get in there. But maybe a little one, I don't know. So next is from HuffingtonPost.com as well. Porn stars teach advanced sex positions to moms. You want to search on YouTube, porn stars teach moms advanced sex positions. Happy Your Mom Day. Let's check it out. Fucking loud. 7.5 minutes. I doubt we'll do all of it, but, you know. Think inside the box for Mom's Day. That's funny. It's time to give moms what they really want. Let's get banged hard.
Confused because I thought we were here for couples therapy. Yeah.
Mom's advanced sex techniques.
So today we are going to be teaching some crazy, erotic, fantastic, advanced sex positions. Pile driver, the erotic accordion, and the Arc de Triomphe.
Ooh,
I know.
It's a good one.
Are you ready to meet our guests?
Hi, I'm Foncha, and I am 47 years old.
My name is Brandon D***, and I am 46.
Hi, my name is Lisa.
Hi, my name is Tony.
I am 51 years old.
I am 55.
And I'm Laura. I'm 53.
My name is Michael. I'm 57 years old, and I met my wife, Laura, on the island of Maui. Under a coconut tree.
We've been together seems like forever.
Who asked?
Are we sexually active?
Look at me. How could you resist?
I've got some injuries right now to prove it.
Definitely.
Yeah, we work from our studios in our house. Midday sex, morning sex. It's
whenever sex.
Whenever sex.
We at least try to have fun at least a couple of times a week.
On the weekend, probably, because, you know, like, you work and you're just maybe a couple more times, maybe three times. Yeah. But, I mean, it was definitely more when we were...
Yeah.
Is there anything that you won't do something?
Well, so...
I won't do it if they ask.
I know. But the kind of gross stuff that's out there...
Not normal body fluids on someone's body?
No, golden showers are good.
No.
Well, I don't think there's much we won't do.
Candle wax. That doesn't sound fun. I think that would hurt. I don't want to be hurt.
No boundaries in terms of sex. I'm very open, experimental, just as long as I don't get killed.
I'll do anything.
Well, if you're going to do it, you're going to do it in these advanced positions, all right?
Yeah, right.
Well, let's see our happy couple. First, I'm going to introduce the mom first because today is Mother's Day and it is all about Laura.
She brought her keys.
You've been objectified today.
That's right.
He's got like the 70s pose. Oh, if this were bear skin, like this would be like a good, do have kids. So how old are they?
22,
23,
24.
What do you call them?
A flavor saver.
Okay, get to the sex part. Get to the positions.
And he's got the mustache, so you know he's a pussy.
I want to learn how to do the sticky wicket.
Smelling all day. Just...
And she has great tits. You probably like her on top.
She's got world-class nipples.
What position can you get into, and no matter what's going on that day, you know you are going to have an epic orgasm? Do you guys put a pillow under her butt sometimes?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This way, I can play with the breast.
What, right? How about
I can whisper sweet nothings in her ear, and then I can take a little pocket rocket out for a little extra sensation. When one of my first girlfriends, she was amazing. She would always tell me, you know, how big and amazing everything was, and I knew she was lying, but I just liked the story.
The first position is going to be the pile driver.
The pile driver.
You need to be able to look all the way down. Any pain there? Mm-hmm. She's a bendy little thing.
Yeah, this could be a sofa or a chair or your bed.
That's not uncomfortable for you though, yeah.
Not for me.
I like to take deep ones.
Ooh.
You want us to do
it? I do.
Okay, so.
Yeah, girl. Legs up. Ooh.
She's flexible. She's flexible. Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
That yoga is paying off.
That is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. One.
Can give it a good spank. Yes.
And if it pops out when I finish.
Guaranteed squirt. Usually they start guarding.
Oh, look, yeah, at him spanking you. He's so naughty.
It's a good, nice thigh workout.
I like that one because it really kind of hits the front wall of your vagina a lot, which is where most women's internal G-spot is. Are you ready for number two?
Accordion.
The sexual accordion, the erotic accordion.
The erotic accordion.
All right, so I'm going to squish him up. His knees come as close as he can. And then just squatting down on him. Look, look. See them? See them big titties? Motorboat him. Motorboat him.
This is a bit different from me. Okay, now my penis would be taken.
The lower you can squat, the easier it'll be to get in there. Oh. You could have four hands on your booty if there was a friend there. Oh, you know, it could happen.
A party!
Yeah. You don't know, I have a good orgasm throw on my back. I'm not going to be crying.
That's why I had to find a 100-pound wife instead of a 400-pound wife.
That's why you got a little bitty one.
I don't think it's...
Now he's a professional, but I need to see this with you too.
Let's see it, Brandon. Not with him, though.
Yeah.
Lead screw, grab her ass, it keeps you more secure.
Yeah. Ride him.
There we go.
Just ride him. Yeah. We didn't have to tell him. He's like, you know what I can do?
Anyway, go check it out on YouTube. Porn stars teach mom advanced sex positions. That's it for the porn report. We're going to take a break, come back, wrap things up. See if there's anything cool going on the internet. You never know. Dude gets confronted and KO'd for messing with another man's kids. I don't know how good the audio would be. Football lineman gets knocked out from a mean right hand. The Rock says he's seriously considering to run for president. Girl lights a firecracker in her ass. Oh, I don't know. We got a lot to choose from. We'll check it out. It's a lot of choice. A lot of choice going on. Am I missing something here? I'm supposed to be going to break. I'm supposed to have a little thing that goes, boom, we're going to break. Where the fuck is that at? God damn it. I missed it. I'm gonna go get it. Hold on. There we go. So we have all that coming up. There we go. Now it's back in the right spot. God damn it. So distracting. High Noon with Stoner Jesus live on CannabisRadio.com. We do it every Friday right here on CannabisRadio.com. Go check out StonerJesus.net for podcasts. Check us out on Patreon. All that good shit. Got a sticker giveaway going on as well on StonerJesus.net from Tainted Tats. So go check out StonerJesus.net. Just go click on every page and go see what's going on so you know. We'll be back.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome sponsor of the show, Kind Soil. Check out the Kind Soil banner on StonerJesus.net or go to KindSoil.com. And also follow at Kind Soil on Twitter. Kind Soil is a 100% organic soil program that feeds your plants from seed to harvest. All you ever do is water your plants. Never use nutrients again. Make sure you check out that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net. Kind Soil allows your plant to feed as it chooses, drink fresh, clean water as it chooses, all while never experiencing burns or growth issues from chemical feeding. Kind Soil produces large, dense flowers soaked in trichomes. Go check it out for yourself, kindsoil.com, or click that Kind Soil banner on stonerjesus.net.
Equio, New Frontier's cutting-edge big data platform, puts the information and answers you need right at your fingertips in real time. to help you more effectively run your cannabis business. Go to www.equio.io to sign up for your free membership today. Again, that's www.equio.io. Run with New Frontier and let us help you conquer the wild.
Oh, Lady Marijuana Llama, tell you something now. About a game for your phone, gonna make you say, wow! The game's about the game of growing cannabis for cash. Grow the seeds till they bud, put the savings in the stash. Little by little, your empire grows large. Put different celebrities inside your entourage. You can choose to play with Snoop or me or Cheech and Chong. Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Wiz Khalifa with a bong. The name of the game is Himpink, that's the point. Download and play while you light yourself a joint. Business of cannabis should be no crime. Hemp Inc. is even hot proved by the man who run High Times. Oh yeah, get it on Android and iOS today. Marijuana Llama out. Got to tend to me on crap, you know. Money don't make itself. Hemp Inc.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yep, we back. High Noon with Stoner Jesus, live on CannabisRadio.com. It's May 12th, 2017. I'm going to wrap this shit up. Just want to check out a couple quick stories. Some audio from the videos on World Star Hip Hop. Mentioned the girl who lights a firecracker in her ass. By the way, that's something we've done. We'll lit a cherry bomb in St. Peter's ass, but let's see how she does it. Let's see if she does. Who does it better, her or St. Peter? RealStarHipHop.com.
Stoner's show. From the butt cracker. This is the butt cracker.
Ha! Huh. Nice body. A nice ass. About to blow it up. All right, that's pretty funny. Okay, I'll give you that. I wonder what brought that on. I like to talk to that woman. So what possessed you to do that? You mentioned The Rock talking about running for president, apparently. So, you know, that's a thing. Oprah's been talking about it, too.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson says he's seriously considering a run for president. The highest-paid movie star shows off his comedy skills for GQ. Is that you, Napoleon Dynamite? But things get real when he's asked about taking a political career turn. I think that it's a real possibility. A year ago, it started coming up more and more. There was a real sense of earnestness, which made me go home and think, let me really rethink my answer and make sure I am giving an answer that is truthful and also respectful. The Baywatch actor doesn't hold back when discussing policies of the current administration. I believe in our national security to the core, but I don't believe in a ban that bans immigrants. I believe in inclusion. Our country was built on that, and it continues to be made strong by that.
There you go. We're damn, it was loud. When historians look back on this, they'll see this as the beginning of the final phase of the end of what is known as the American Empire. Donald Trump's president now. The Rock's talking about being president, and Oprah's talking about it, and I mean, that's just, we're in the final phase. The final phase has officially begun. We're a witness. Isn't that special? Guy shows a clever way to evade the cops. Well, this might come in handy. It's also from WorldStarHipHop.com.
Go.
When you're running from the cops, you always got to take some ductwork with you. You can be running low.
You just go to WorldStarHipHop and look at this. Guy shows a clever way to evade the cops. He has like that flexible ductwork that you see outside of buildings that runs from like the side of the building, like outside and then down into the ground. It says if you're running, have some of that and then just throw it over you to where like accordions over your body and then plant yourself against a wall and it looks like you're ductwork for a building. The drawback, of course, is you got to carry that stuff with you at all times just in case you get chased by the cops. And they can't see you do it or else your cover will be blown. Well, we'll wrap up with dude gets confronted and KO'd for messing with another man's kids. I mean, sure, the video is better, but maybe some good audio. We'll see. I stood up, still running his mouth. Okay, so they're still jawing each other. Apparently there's children filming this with their phones, and there was a bee around one of them, so he freaked out for a minute. And so you see it's like a group of kids. They're all watching this and filming this. So whatever's about to happen, they're going to see, and they it's been seen over 500,000 times on World Star Hip Hop.
You ain't fucking nobody, nigga. You ain't getting shit, nigga.
I ain't
jumping. Oh! Fuck! You can hear that shit, too. Holy shit. When a guy kept running his mouth, he stood up, and the guy knocked him though. Fuck out. God damn. Well, that's where we'll leave it. Holy fuck. Damn, man. You can go check that out on World Star Hip Hop. Dude gets confronted and KO'd for messing with another man's kids. What he did. You could hear it, man. Pop. Fist on skull. Holy shit. Anyway, thanks everybody for listening. Spread the word about stonerjesus.net. Thanks to Lady Bella Kush. Go check out anyslumberparty.manyvids.com. Follow Any Slumber Party on Twitter. Follow Lady Bella Kush.
I haven't seen one female baby.
All that stuff. Follow me. Go check us out on Patreon. Support the show. Help us spread the word about cannabis through comedy. The rewards. So on and so forth. Samantha checking in the chat room. Right at the end. It's okay, it still counts. Thanks everybody for listening. Spreads the word about stonerjesus.net. Go check out the podcast. All that stuff. Like I said, support us on Patreon. It'd be dope if you did. It'd be cool if you did. Thanks everybody for listening, and as always, peace, bitches.
Sausage fest.